James, James 5:16. James 5:16. I'm doing this in the Amplified tonight. This particular verse, I'm going to read in it. I'm going to read this in Amplified. Notice what it says. Notice how you make tremendous power available. I want you to notice. Ooh, we have some awesome things. And this, you can see why the enemy try to keep you in flesh, or try to keep you. If you don't discipline your flesh and renew your mind, your body will talk you out of praying. I ain't getting on the prayer line. I mean, have all kinds. I'm scared. I might say something wrong. I might do. Come on. When you first wanted to drive, did you know how to drive like you're driving now? Did you have some hesitation, uncertain, unsure? What'd you do? What did you do? You jumped yourself right up on that steering wheel, knowing you didn't really know how to handle that vehicle. But you were willing to learn. Why can't we be willing to learn how to pray? When we find out all of this is available to us, you live a quiet and peaceable life when you know how to pray. You're not stressed out. And I know that stuff is happening. Storm was raging across the land last night. Water was falling. But I slept like a baby. Just ain't coming where I am. I'm not available for you. Just off limit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, though that's afraid and do all that, he's just scared. Come on over here. You'll be all right. But how can you have that kind of confidence? That, let me show you. Have you found James yet? James 16? Confess to one another, therefore, your what? False, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a what? Spiritual tone of mind. You know, when you have fault and slips unconfessed and false steps and offenses, you ain't in no spiritual tone. You're thinking about your guilt, your false steps. Do anybody know it? Wonder what they're going to say. You're not in no spiritual tone. But a righteous man won't let that build up in it. A righteous woman won't let that build up. They'll confess it. You know, I was wrong. I missed it, Lord. If another person involved that need to, you'll say, okay, I didn't do that right. Because he said, confess to one another, therefore, right? Your faults, your slips, your false step, your offenses, your sins, and pray also. Then once you get yours confessed up, you pray for others. Come on, get up to speed now. We're not going to let anybody fall by the wayside. Huh? Hallelujah. For one another that you may be healed. You don't need no sickness and sin and guilt and shame trying to talk to God when blood has been shed for you to be free. Hallelujah. When Jesus had paid the price, Satan had no right to bring that in the midst of us, strife, guilt, shame, intimidation, and all that stuff. You say, no, no, I confess that I missed it, and get right back over here because the blood got you covered. What did John, 1 John 1:9 say? If, that's up to you. If you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Prefix on means it makes you not righteous. But when you confess him up, he'll forgive you from all unrighteousness. How that leave you righteous, right? Now notice what he said here. Back to this verse. Spiritual tone of mind and heart. This is why we in this hour need to know how to walk together as one. We need to walk in unity of the Spirit. The earnest, heartfelt, continuous, that means you don't just pray a little bit and quit every opportunity. What we are doing, what are we doing on our prayer line? What have we been doing? Continue day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. Continual. Have we seen any results from doing this? Have you personally experienced anything in your own life since you've been praying together? Have you seen something happen to your loved ones and others, neighbors and people, something? There are some things that happen we don't even know about as of yet in the other country. But notice what it said, they'll continue heartfelt. They continue prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous what? Power available, dynamic, and it's working. Dynamic and it's working. What you mean? There ain't nothing can stop it. So why pray? Why pray? Because this is the way we communicate with God. What did the Lord say? What did the Lord say? He said in Jeremiah 33:3. What did he say? Call unto me, and I will answer thee. Didn't he say it? And do what? Show you what? Great and mighty thing that you didn't even know about. You know not of. You didn't know. Why pray? Because this is the way we communicate with God. Through prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.